This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If I say drug prices, do you say high? Recent data show that American spending on prescription drugs has exploded. One way Europe is holding down prices is by approving a new class of generic drugs called biosimilars. There are 20 of them on the market in Europe. Here in the U.S., only two have been approved by the FDA. A third comes under review this week. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Diabetes, cancer, arthritis. These are examples of the kinds of diseases so-called biosimilar drugs can treat, and they're a lot less expensive.
These drugs are going to be at least 10 to 30% less expensive, and we, you know, truly want people to have access to these life-saving, life-changing drugs.
That's Brian Lehman. He manages pharmacy benefits for public employees in Ohio. The big reason the U.S. is lagging behind Europe, drug companies and the FDA question their safety, saying that these biosimilars may not be similar enough to the brand name drugs they're meant to replace. Fiona Scott Morton, an economist at Yale, says her research on the EU shows that's not a big deal.
Well, we haven't been able to find any adverse events in any reports in the medical literature, so health is the same.
Scott Morton says what is different is price. Her work shows introducing these generics can cut drug prices by 50%. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.